Hi, my name is Chris Pels from MyDevTech.com, and in this video we're going to learn how to use the profile services that are part of Microsoft Ajax 1.0 to build the travel demo website that allows the user's travel request information to be saved from one visit to the next to the website in the member profile. First, we'll need to create an Ajax-enabled website, and in doing that, several things are added automatically to the project based upon the project template. The first is a script manager tag in the default ASPX page. Any web page that's going to use Ajax functionality needs to have a script manager tag. The second thing that's added is a number of sections in the web.config file that enable Ajax functionality. Now, since this is a website that's going to utilize the member profile, we need to do a quick review of how to add membership to an ASP.NET application. For the sample website, we'll use SQL Server to store the membership data. To configure the database to store the membership data, we'll go out to the Visual Studio command prompt, run the setup wizard by typing ASP.NET reg SQL, and then in the wizard, we'll identify the database where we want to store the membership data. In this case, how-to videos. The wizard will then go off and run a number of scripts that create all the necessary membership-related objects in our database. Let's take a quick look at the membership objects created by the scripts in the database in case you haven't seen them. There's a variety of tables and stored procedures, and you can follow up and look at those in more detail on your own. The next step to set up our website is to add a few sections to the web.config file. First is the connection string to that how-to videos database that we just set up. Next, we have to define several sections related to membership. First is membership, where we define the provider as being the SQL Server database. Roles, where we do the same. And then we have the member profile, which is what we're going to use in this demo. First thing we do in that is define again the provider as being the SQL Server database, and then we define the properties that make up the member profile. We're going to define four properties here: departure date, return date, origin, and destination, as well as make them part of a group called travel request. Then the last thing we have to do is define the parameters of the Ajax profile service. First we enable it, and then we define which properties have read access and write access. And you'll notice here that we've added the four properties that we defined in the member profile above. Now that we're done with the configuration, let's take a quick look at the finished website so we get a perspective on what it does before we look at the page design and logic. First, the user signs into the page, and after they sign in, the travel information from their previous visit to the site is loaded into the page. The user can then go in and change any travel information, such as the destination airport from Chicago to San Francisco, the departure date from July 1st to July 24th, let's stay a week, so return date will be July 31st. We then go off, would search for flights, book the tickets, etc. And when we log out, the travel information is stored back to the member profile. And when the user visits the site again and logs in, what we'll see is that the travel information that was just entered on the most recent visit is retrieved and filled in on the page. First, let's look at default ASPX in the design mode to get a perspective on the elements that are used on the page. We have the required script manager for Ajax functionality, ASP label and text boxes for username and password, input elements as buttons for login and logout, option buttons for the type of trip, ASP label and text boxes for from and to city, as well as the depart date. Notice that we use the calendar extender there. And then the return date has the same ASP label, text boxes, and calendar extender. We have an input element as a button for a search, and then several input elements as buttons for testing the page. Let's take a look at default ASPX in the source view so we can see the detail for several of the page elements. The script manager has a script reference tag defined, which points to profile.js, which contains all of the JavaScript for the page, and we'll be coming back and looking at that JavaScript in detail in just a few minutes. Several of the page elements have events defined, which point to functions in profile.js, so let's just look at those. The login button click event points to on-click login. The logout button click event points to on-click logout. As we scroll down the page, we'll see several of the user interface elements, the type of trip, the from and to airport, as well as the departure and return dates. One thing worth noting with the departure and return date is the calendar extender tag, which provides the AJAX-based calendar that we saw previously. Down at the bottom of the page, we have three buttons used for testing, save, load, and clear form. The save points to the save travel request function, load to the load travel request function, and clear form to the clear form function. One last thing to note is the code behind for this page has no code in it because all of it's contained in profile.js. Next, let's look at the JavaScript in profile.js. The first group of functions deals with AJAX-based authentication, which we're using in place of traditional postback. When the login button is clicked, we call the login method on the authentication service, and when that is complete, if the user's credentials are valid, we load their travel information from their previous visit to the site and set up a few user interface elements. If the authentication was to fail, we would display an alert box with the associated error message. When the logout button is clicked, the travel information is saved, and then the logout method on authentication services is called. It's important to note that you need to save the travel info into the user's profile before logging out. Once the logout's complete, we would do a little manipulation of some user interface elements. Now, to load the travel request information from the member's profile, what we do is call the load method on the profile service, and there are several parameters associated with load method. The first parameter is null because that means we're loading all the parameters for the member's profile. We also have a completed and failed method, and also user contacts information if we wanted to send it. Once the load of the profile information is complete, then what we need to do is transfer the information from the profile object to the associated user interface elements. You can see here that because we use the travel request group, that the syntax is travel request.departureDate, in this case for the departure date, and is similar for the return date, origin, and destination. So once we've done that, all the information from the profile is in the user interface elements. Now, the next thing would be to save the travel request, and this is the opposite of loading in that the first thing we'll do is transfer the information from the user interface elements into the associated properties on the member's profile object, and then we call the save method. Again, we have null because we're passing all the properties back. We have a completed and a failure method, and if we wanted a user context information. Once the save is complete, we have the option here to do any post-saving operations should we have them. If the profile fails, what we do is display an alert message with the associated error information to the user. Next, we have a few utility functions, the clear form, which just clears out the user interface elements, the get elements by ID to find elements, and lastly, a format date function, which formats the date properly from the date object for display. Then we notify the script manager that the script has been properly loaded. Now that you've seen the JavaScript functions associated with the profile service, let's go back to the travel demo webpage and look at a few of the test buttons that allow you to manually experiment with the profile service. Once you've logged in, you can clear the form of data and then manually load the member's profile data back onto the form, make some changes like the return date to August 15th, save the data back to the member profile, and if you clear the form, you'll see that the revised data is loaded in again. In summary, we created a sample website called Travel Demo that uses the profile services of Microsoft Ajax 1.0. The user entered their login information, and after being authenticated, the travel request information they entered on their previous visit to the site was retrieved from their member profile using profile services, and then they edited that information to create their new travel request, searched for flights, and when they were done and logged out, this latest set of travel information was again stored back to their member profile using calls to profile services. At a later time, when they visited the site and logged in, that last set of travel information was again retrieved. Thanks for watching the video, and I hope you enjoy Microsoft Ajax.